Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So why does it seem that God does not hear our prayers? Why are we unhappy or stressed or anxious? Why do we not feel God, even though we fast and we pray? Well, you've heard the saying, it's all about you, when somebody says something like you're being selfish. Well, it is all about you. So you should say, it's all about me. That's why. Because of our selfishness, because of our passions, because of the evil thoughts we have, because of all those things, we don't feel God. You can't feel holiness if you're not trying to be holy. So the reading from today, from Isaiah, which is the sixth hour reading for Wednesday of the sixth week, points this out. And it tells us how to fast. Most people think fasting is just, you know, fasting from food. And then they talk about, man, I can hardly wait to have a Whataburger or whatever. I don't like that kind of talk. Because fasting is meant to help you control yourself, to help you to focus. It's really not an end in of itself at all. It's a means. And we should fast and pray and prostrate and do all these things because there's stuff that's wrong with us. You see something wrong with you? I mean, when you're unhealthy, you go to the doctor, right? But what if you don't know you're unhealthy? Then you don't go to the doctor. Well, we're unhealthy spiritually. So we must fast with intent. Okay? And the intent is not just to try to find the tastiest foods you can or to, you know, be able to maybe fast from a few things and not some other things, or maybe even fast super strictly or whatever. None of that is the intent of fasting. The intent of fasting is what the Lord is talking about in Isaiah here. So let me read some of it. So it begins, cry aloud and spare not, lift up thy voice as with a trumpet, and declare to my people their sins, to the house of Jacob their iniquities. By the way, as I continue to read this, you should see the gospel in this. I mean, the gospel is not just in the gospel. The gospel's in the Bible. The good news is everywhere. And Christian principles are in the Old Testament. Sometimes they're quite exact. Sometimes they're just kind of shadowy. This doesn't seem very shadowy to me at all. They seek me day by day, and they desire to know my ways as a people that had done righteousness and had not forsaken the judgment of their God. They now ask of me righteous judgment and desire to draw near to God, saying, why have we fasted, and thou regardest not? Why have we afflicted our souls, and thou didst not know it? Nay, in the days of your fast ye find your pleasures, and all them are under your power, that are under your power you wound. If ye fast for quarrels and strifes, and smite the lowly with your fists, wherefore do ye fast to me as ye do this day, so that your voice may be heard in crying? That's why we have problems. Now maybe you're not smiting people with your fists, but if you're fasting but not struggling spiritually, not loving your neighbor, not seeing the people that cross your path and doing something about it, not doing your prostrations, not praying regularly, if fasting is just something that's mechanical that you do, but you don't try to change the inner man, then there's the problem. And especially when it says, all them that are under your power ye wound. You want to know if a person's a righteous person? See how they treat people that are inferior to them, that are less intelligent or have less wealth or are homeless or drug addicts or something like that. See how they treat those people. See how they treat the help. See how they treat maintenance workers. See how they treat people in a store when they're being helped. See how they act when no one else is around, right? I think there was some sort of study done about people that will return the grocery cart to where it's supposed to be in the parking lot. And somehow, I don't know how they did this, but they saw that the ones that didn't return the grocery cart, there was a higher percentage of narcissists and of pathological people. So God is watching everything, right? And if you're fasting, but you're not struggling against your sins, then you might as well go eat a hamburger, for sure. Eat a hamburger and love your neighbor. That's a better recipe for salvation. In fact, that would be a recipe for salvation. But to not eat a hamburger and to not love your neighbor, that's a recipe for death. I have not chosen this fast, nor such a day for a man to afflict his soul, neither though thou shouldst bend down thy neck as a ring, and spread under thee sackcloth and ashes, neither thus shall ye call this fast acceptable. I have not chosen such a fast, saith the Lord, but do thou loose every burden of iniquity. Do thou untie the knots of hard bargains. Set the bruised free. Cancel every unjust account. Break thy bread to the hungry, and lead the unsheltered poor to thy house. If thou seest one naked, clothe him. If thou shalt, and thou shalt not disregard the relations of thine own seed. Then shall thy light break forth as in the morning, and thy health shall speedily spring forth, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of God shall encompass thee. Then shalt thou cry, and God shall hearken unto thee, and while thou art speaking, he will say, Behold, I am here. So, you don't feel God? I have people complain to me. I don't feel God when I pray. I don't hear God. I do things and nothing changes. It's all about you. Now, I'm not going to say that to me. I'm going to say it's all about me, okay? But if you say it, you should say it's all about me. It's all about the inner man. What's something wrong with us? We fast in order to be cleansed, in order to become more aware, have more spiritual intelligence, and be able to attack our problems, our multitudinous problems. So, God is here. But we don't feel him, or we're anxious, or we're stressed, or we're unhappy, or we don't like our job, or we've got personal problems, all these things, and yet we're religious. Now, for the unreligious, this doesn't really apply, right? Because they're not trying to have religion be something that helps them. But for the religious that are not pious in their heart towards people, you're not going to get anywhere whatsoever. You're just not going to get anything done. Behold, I am here. If thou remove from thee the ban, and the stretching forth of the hands, and the murmuring speech, and if thou give bread to the hungry from thy heart, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light spring up in darkness, and thy darkness shall be as the noonday. And thy God will be with thee continually, and thou shalt be satisfied according as thy soul desires, and thy bones shall be fat, and shall be waxed, and shall be as a well-watered garden, and as a fountain from which the water has failed. There it is. There's how to fast. Don't ask about how many ingredients down something has to be in order to be not considered to be a not fasting food. Don't ask about whether or not you can have olives, because there's oil in olives. Don't ask all those questions. Instead, ask the questions to God, help me. Because I'm infirm. And do your prostrations and do your fasting. And don't talk about Whataburger during Great Lent. And God help us. The Proverbs is also read this day. And it says, the sacrifices of the ungodly are an abomination to the Lord, for they offer them wickedly. Maybe you don't like to be called ungodly. I think you shouldn't mind it. Because it's the truth, isn't it? We're not very godly. But God will help us. So let's just tell the truth. We're not very godly, but we're going to try to offer our sacrifices with compunction, with compassion for our fellow man, with prayer, with effort. And God will certainly take that small little effort and he will magnify it. Absolutely, positively. May God help us to keep a good fast. To love our neighbor. God bless you.